First this week, scientists in Israel say they've discovered a new part of the immune system that we had previously overlooked. They also say it may be a goldmine of potential future antibiotics. They've been looking at a recycling system that's built into all of our cells called the proteasome. This normally chews up proteins so they can be reused and also displays a selection of the fragments on the cell surface to enable passing immune cells to spot when something's amiss. For instance, if a viral infection's present, it will produce unusual proteins that shouldn't be there, and this triggers an immune attack. That much we knew. But now, researchers have discovered that when a cell detects danger, the proteasome can also weaponize some of the materials it's recycling, producing protein molecules that can punch holes in bacteria. We asked Daniel Davis, who's an immunologist at Imperial College London and also the author of Self-Defense, a myth-busting guide to immune health, to take us through the new study.
This study is very exciting because it seems to have revealed a hidden part of how our immune system works. We already knew that the immune system was incredibly complicated, and yet still we can discover entirely new aspects of how our body is able to fight off a bacterial infection. What this team from the Weizmann Institute in Israel discovered is a machinery that we already knew was operational in nearly all the cells of our body has this specific task of being able to directly fight off bacterial infections, which is different to what we already knew that type of machine does in the body.
Well, let's, before we explore how it fights infection, let's just explore what we knew about this already. Where is this entity and what's its normal job?
This research relates to a sort of molecular machine inside all your cells called the proteasome. And what this molecular machine does is it chops up into small pieces the protein molecules inside a cell. So all the protein molecules that a cell is currently using gets chopped up into small pieces continuously by this little molecular machine. And one very important way in which we already knew that the immune system works is that these small pieces of protein molecule from inside your cells are put up for display at the surface of the cells for the immune system to look at. And that way, if your immune system sees something that has never been in your body before, then it knows that there's some foreign intruder lurking inside your cells, making some alien kinds of protein molecules. So this reporting process is exactly what we already knew this machinery does. But what's really exciting now is it seems that as well as just producing small pieces of protein molecule to report the presence of some kind of infection, some of those small bits of protein molecule can be used to directly attack a bacterial infection.
Is this like turning plowshares into swords? It's sort of the reverse of the analogy. You're taking things you just have at your disposal and you're crafting weapons out of them.
Yes, that's not a bad analogy. You are creating from the protein molecules that a cell normally makes weaponry, if you like, pieces of protein that can then directly kill off bacteria. What actually happens in detail is that these small bits of protein insert themselves into the outer part of a bacteria and essentially perforate it.
How does the cell that makes these things then avoid effectively detonating the bomb in its own hands and blowing itself up in the process? Or does it? Is this a suicide mission?
Yeah, so these particular types of small pieces of protein do tend to insert themselves into bacterial cell walls with some specificity and destroy the bacteria. But that does lead us to a nuance that they're not necessarily, or it's at least not clear how they would target a particularly dangerous type of bacteria, as opposed to, for example, there are lots of bacteria that naturally live in our gut or on our skin or elsewhere in the body that are not dangerous and in fact sometimes do our body some good. So there has to be other processes involved.
Have the Israeli team unpicked the mechanism behind what makes this happen? How does the cell sense the bacteria and then switch on this response? Has that been disclosed?
Yes, so there is a shift in the way in which this molecular machine, the proteasome, is able to chop up pieces of protein so that it does tend to produce more of the weaponry that can attack bacteria in the presence of a bacterial infection. But exactly how it does that or how important it is or how it gets triggered isn't entirely understood yet. All of these kinds of details remain to be worked out in time.
Presumably, there are loads of avenues now to follow from this, because can we, for instance, use these things as a clue towards how we could make our own molecules like this to attack bacteria? And is there another sort of approach, which is to say, well, if we can work out how to turn this on, we turn it on with drugs and make the response against any infection that bit harsher. So we tip the balance in the body's favour.
Yes, all of these things would be possible and yet are untested. It seems like we might find some way to enhance this naturally occurring process to help our bodies deal with bacterial infections, or we might be able to use the products themselves as some kind of medicine. Given that there's this rise in antimicrobial resistance in the world, any new way by which bacteria can be targeted is very welcome news indeed. But having said that there's a great biological discovery here, there is still a long way to go. In the experiments, they did test in animals whether these weapons could be used to treat a bacterial infection, and that did work. But there's still a long, long way to go to work out whether or not this could lead directly to a new medical intervention.
Daniel Davis, and that study he was commenting on, has just come out in the journal Nature.